Trias Minor of the Observance Church and Monastery. Leaving the small market, we go along Bernardinska Street towards Friars Minor of the Observance Church and Monastery, passing the seat of Christian Townsmen Society Gwiazda, the Star, and wooden 18th century houses. Similar wooden architecture can be found on Klińskiego Street, parallel to Bernardinska Street, where three wall-attached houses from the 18th and 19th centuries have survived. They are the last ones of the few in Europe. The Friars Minor of the Observance Church and Monastery was located in the eastern part of the town, next to the old Ruthenia Route. The founder of the temple was Rafał Tarnowski, the owner of the town. The construction of the St. Barbara's Church in Przeworsk started in 1461 and finished in 1489, with the help of the monks who built the embankments and digged the moat around the church themselves. The expansion of the church and monastery continued in the first half of the 17th century. The temple was made of brick, unplastered, battle-set with narrower multilateral chancel. The steep, slender roof was covered with glazed tiles made by the monks in the 1612. The facade was decorated with an interesting Gothic serrated cross put on its top. The present look was created in 1902. Looking from southeast, a Mannerist top of the chancel from 1612 could be seen. The church with its walls was the northeastern part of the town's defense system. At the beginning of the 17th century, the walls were built by an engineer Krzysztof Mieroszewski, who also took part in fortifying Kraków and Częstochowa. The Przeworsk Monastery seemed to be a necessary fortress and a shelter for local people, and its defensive role was highlighted by the octagonal tower from 1644, which was also a bell tower and a keep. There was a pond on the southern side of the monastery, a natural water barrier protecting the town from enemies. On the northern side, some of the walls with embrasures have survived until today. The Przeworsk Monastery was a part of a group of similar observantine strongholds built in the 15th century in Sambor, Tarnów, Lublin, Opatów and Radom. In the 15th to 18th centuries, it drove back many attacks. Located in the eastern part of the town, it was particularly exposed to attacks from east. It was defended also by monks, who were allowed to be absolved if they killed an attacker. Moreover, the Pope Clemens VII issued a bull in 1552 which allowed monks to defend their monasteries and collect donations to buy guns and gunpowder. During the Second World War, as it had happened for centuries, local people found shelter behind the walls of the monastery. Looking from east, a beautiful sight appears. The chancel and monastery attached to the three-winged church. Together they make a square with a garth in the middle. The monastery is made of Gothic brick, not plastered, except for one wall in the middle wing. The eastern and western elevation is decorated with glazed bricks. Despite having been built in stages and a lot of renovation and rebuilding, the inside of the church managed to keep its late Gothic style. Inside the church, in contrast with the building itself, it can find the influence of different periods. Example, 18th century Baroque. The church furnishings is Baroque. And its most important element is the height altar made by a woodcarver Andrzej Dąbrowski and rebuilt by Przeworsk woodcarver Antoni Rogiewicz at the beginning of the 20th century. Inside the church one can find Baroque choir stalls, paintings by famous Baroque observant painter Franciszek Lekszycki, a painting of Saint Barbara in the high altar and Saint Anthony in the chapel. and Rococo optical illusion frescoes on side altars. Most probably, the building had, at first, one nave, and in the middle of the 18th century it was divided into central nave and side naves. There is Saint Anthony of Padua's chapel attached to the church from the north side. Inside the chapel there is a painting of the saint and an altar made by local wood carver Antoni Rarogiewicz. In the hall leading to the vestry, there are 15th century frescoes presenting Christ's Passion and Gothic stone door frame leading from the church to the monastery. The entrance to the vestry and the treasury is decorated with a Gothic stone portal, wrought iron door, and Gothic vaults in the vestry and monastery. There was a prison for clergymen in the monastery. It was closed in 1870. From the north side, the church and monastery are surrounded by walls with embrasures. Outside the monastery walls, in the eastern part of the city, there is a Tatar mound built to commemorate the successful defense of the city against the Tatar army in 1624. There is a Baroque shrine on the top of the mound. There is also a legend connected with the mound. In 1624, Tatars attacked Przeworsk. They came from east and attacked the fortified monastery. When the Tatar leader met the monastery supervisor, it turned out that they were schoolmates. The monk asked the Tatar to spare the monastery. The Tatar agreed and promised to pretend being sick, so that the planned attack at night between Holy Thursday and Good Friday could not be carried out. In the meantime, Przeworsk townsmen were to take wooden containers and, coming from the river Mleczka toward the monastery, hit them to make as much noise as possible. The Tatars, being under command of an inexperienced deputy, were to think that strong reinforcement is coming and then fly. At night, peasants from nearby villages Mokrzanka, Studzian, and Grzęska took the containers and started marching, making great noise. The Tatars' leader, deputy, got scared and beat the retreat. The town was safe. To commemorate the victory, the mound was built, and from Holy Thursday to Easter Sunday, you can hear rattling on the streets of Przeworsk. The story ends the journey through the most important monuments of the town of Przeworsk.